Hello, everyone, and thank you for being here today for this discussion on healthcare security. I am Diane Ritchie. I'm the editor of Security Magazine, and we're also pleased to have Laura Stepanek of SDM Magazine.
Hello, everyone.
And we have a number of end users on the call today, as in addition to some security integrators as well. And so I would like to start off by introducing them and asking each one of you to state your title and give a brief description of your roles within your organizations. We have Larry Gilbert.
Yeah, my name is Larry Gilbert. I'm with Jefferson Memorial Hospital in Jefferson City, Tennessee. I'm the manager of security operations here at this facility. It's a small rural hospital, a 58-bed hospital, and I'm in charge of the facility security-wise.
Okay, thank you. Welcome. And Martin Green?
Hi, Martin Green. I'm the manager of security and parking for the Rouge Valley Health System in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. We are two acute care hospitals located approximately 20 miles apart from each other with about 400 beds and 100,000 visits to our emergency department each year.
Okay, thank you. And Eric Smith.
Hi, this is Eric Smith, and I work for HSS. I'm the contract security director for Exempla Healthcare. Exempla Healthcare is part of the Sisters of Charity of Leavenworth Health System now, as of a couple years ago. And we have three hospitals in the Denver metro area. One of them is downtown Denver that's in the process of building a new hospital, so it's a lot of activity with security planning, design, and everything else with that, as well as our other two facilities. Each one of the other two has about 200-some beds located in the suburbs of Denver.
Okay, and we're also very excited to have a number of security integrators on the call today.
Yes, we have Shane Meenan from ADT. Shane, would you please tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure, good afternoon. My name is Shane Meenan. I'm the director of sales for the healthcare vertical for ADT. I run the sales team nationally for our vertical. I have about 22 years of experience within the business, and I appreciate you inviting me.
Thank you. And from Matrix Systems, we have Richard Rayo and Walter Helms. Richard, would you tell us a little bit about yourself, please?
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. Richard Rayo with Matrix Systems. I manage the dealer network over the Southwest United States, and thank you for inviting me today.
Mm-hmm. And Walter?
I'm Walter Helms. I'm Vice President and CTO of Matrix Systems. I've been with the company for approximately 16 years and spent another 15 years with a related company prior to that, so I guess I've been doing this for 30-plus years. Matrix Systems develops, manufactures, and integrates systems for a large number of market segments, including hospital, which is a major element of our user distribution.
All right, thank you. So let's get started.
We are very excited to have a great discussion on a number of issues related to healthcare security, and I'm going to pose the very first question to our end users on the line, starting with Larry. What are the unique security needs in healthcare facilities that you have responsibility for, and what problems do you spend the most time on to mitigate the risk?
Healthcare security is unique in the respect that we not only have to deal with traditional law enforcement type needs and security, but we also are the front door and the front face for a lot of our organizations. We do a lot of PR. We also do a lot of other roles to help the facility and carrying on everyday functions. We assist the engineering department in several of their duties. And due to the fact, like I said, that we're a very small facility, we're very unique in that we're the jack of all trades, let's say, and master of none. We do quite a few things in this particular facility. And a lot of the problems that we spend the most of our time on is here lately the violent and drug-seeking entities that come into this facility. In this region, there's a lot of misuse of prescription meds, as I'm sure it is everywhere. And we're seeing more and more of that, and we're mitigating a lot of situations, security situations in our ER, which we have made a lot of policy changes and normal operating procedures that we do there to mitigate that risk. But currently, that's about the biggest risk that we're seeing right now.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Martin, would you like to go next?
Well, I can expand on Larry's comments because hospitals are a very unique animal and we all face the same challenges regardless of where we happen to be.
My biggest issues for my two facilities is access. They're wide open facilities. We're not able to lock them down and kick everybody out like a shopping mall can, and we're open 24 hours a day. So it makes it very difficult for us to deal with who's coming into the facility, knowing who's in the facility, restricting their access, and making sure that, you know, we can provide the best care possible and make it easily accessible for people to get into the hospital without unnecessary restrictions to movement. Unlike some hospitals in the United States, we don't have guards at the door and we don't have metal detectors. We lock up at nighttime, but our emergency department and our front door are still open. So that's our biggest challenge. And mitigating the risk is through the use of video surveillance techniques to at least if we can't stop them from coming in, at least we get an idea of who is coming into the hospital and who's leaving.
Eric, what about you? Are you having some of those same types of concerns and issues?
Absolutely. I mean, just to add to what both Larry and Martin said, I mean, the fact that we are open 24/7, it's very difficult to restrict who comes in here. We also have to worry about EMTALA, which means that we cannot turn anybody away if they're seeking medical care. And that would include somebody that's coming in to seek drugs. You know, they still have to be seen. They still have to get in front of a doctor before we can maybe escort them out if that's what we need to do. I would say, you know, the access control is a big issue. We've done a lot to mitigate that problem, but really the violence and the threat of violence, I think, is probably one of our overall most significant factors that we have to look at. You know, violence in healthcare has been getting a lot of attention, and we have to deal with mental health patients or substance abuse or other factors, you know, that cause people to maybe act in ways that they wouldn't normally, or we become the focal spot or dumping ground in some cases for those kind of individuals, and it's very difficult to deal with. Plus, you know, in some of our hospitals, like here at St. Joseph Hospital, we have to worry about our external environment as well, with nurses coming and going 24 hours a day. And, you know, being in a high-crime neighborhood, that is a big factor that we have to worry about as well.
So we've heard from the end users about their needs and challenges. So to the systems integrators now, what has stood out in your experience in working with clients in the healthcare sector, and what trends are you observing in implementing technologies to meet their needs? And why don't we start with Shane?
I knew I'd get that one. I actually had two trends, and I think the gentleman that just spoke highlighted the open environment challenge. I mean, obviously, hospitals look and feel a lot different today than they did when I was a kid. So that open, inviting, friendly, caring environment is a challenge that we see and our customers are asking us about continuously. So visitor management, some technologies like that, obviously are a lot more prevalent today than they were, you know, 5-10 years ago. And I think the overriding theme that we hear, and again, we see this mostly in the larger urban hospitals, is doing more with less. I mean, the reality of it is we're all in a business that has 2-3% operating margins, and capital is hard to come by. So our team basically looks at it, and we can't just sell mag locks and door strikes and cameras. We really need to sell business solutions. We need to help our customers do more with less and become more operationally efficient. So they're the trends that we see is, don't come in and just talk to me about cameras. Tell me why that particular application is going to make me more operationally efficient, more safe, and more secure. So having said that, probably the two product lines or product domains that we see most in need is identity management and asset tracking, two trends that we see and we're asked about frequently.
And Richard and Walter, you are both representing Matrix, but if you, you either one or both may speak on the same question.
Richard, why don't you deal with the usage of the system, and I can deal with the technology.
Absolutely. Matrix system is seeing the same types of scenarios that were just mentioned, along with challenges of securing pharmacies, bring biometric card readers into the hospital. We're also seeing a lot of interest in the distribution of alarms as they occur real-time through the software, whether it be email, pager, and smartphones and so forth, and then a lot of interest with the IP cameras in association with their alarms so that incidents can be tracked on a readily basis to determine the severity. And then, obviously, as drug theft and so forth was mentioned, hospitals are an open environment. Definitely visitor management has become a very large key in securing hospitals, but keeping the openness that we all have become accustomed to seeing in a hospital area.
One of the things I see from the system design aspect of all this is given what's already been discussed about the open environment, what that tends to make unique in a hospital is you can't just do perimeters. You can't lock off large areas with a single set of access control. So because there are all kinds of non-staff members wandering around various parts of the hospital for very legitimate reasons, what I see is a trend to secure many smaller pieces of the facility. We're seeing a lot of increase to wireless readers on doors that don't have the installation cost of a full card reader or magstripe, but allows you to take a lot of places that used to be controlled by simple cipher locks and tie them into the integrated system through wireless connections at a lower price. But there's even a tier below that that's really starting to accelerate is the use of electronic keys and replacing door cylinders with electronic locks, just straight out mechanical replacements that allow us to get down right to every cabinet, drug cabinet, file cabinet, carts. Anything that's got a key and a cylinder can now be secured, and the information can be fed back through the system so that we can give you audit trails of who's using what and how often and when. And what I'm seeing is just a more granular approach to securing different kinds of areas that allow a flow of people around those areas but still have secure environments for the vital areas. The other thing that's starting to crop up is moving things upscale a little. We're getting more requests to add biometrics to areas where there's nuclear materials being stored, taking that security up a level into the biometrics and beyond just PIN confirmation of normal readers. So, and then the overall arching tie to all this stuff is video surveillance. I mean, the locks and barriers that we can put in place are okay for people that are either going to physically force their way through things or, you know, try to get permission. But the video surveillance, in fact, the physical presence of that surveillance, I think, does a lot to dampen down some of the things that might be possible if whoever was involved in the misbehavior wasn't aware that they were being watched all the time. I think the fact that you make it well known that they're being watched all the time, I think, helps damp down the environment and maybe does something to control violence. I mean, one of the things I know about hospitals is a very emotional area. A lot of the people in there, besides medical issues and drug behavior issues, I mean, it's a stressful time for a lot of people in there. They've got loved ones that are having issues. They're not quite happy with way things are going because somebody they know and like is having problems. So tempers are high, and there's all kinds of possibilities for things that wouldn't happen in a normal environment to occur.